Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Say, what are your plans for the evening? Maybe you're thinking Friday night would be a good night to go out on the town, or to a party, or have some friends in. Well, let me make a suggestion, Check your supply of Alka-Seltzer. You know how it is. Late hours and late refreshments sometimes add up to indigestion later on. You'll want to be ready with prompt, comforting relief if that does happen. And depend on this. Alka-Seltzer soothes away the distress of an upset stomach in the gentlest possible way. Remember, Alka-Seltzer is not a laxative. And remember, too, Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to take. It leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. Buy a package or two at your drug counter soon and keep it on hand to bring prompt, soothing relief for an upset stomach. You'll like Alka-Seltzer.
Hey, Molly, it's me. Where are you?
Right here, McGee. What's the matter?
Are you doing anything?
Am I doing anything? I've got a scarf on my head, a mop in one hand, a bucket of soapy water in the other, and a flock of soiled laundry under my arm, and he asked me if I'm doing anything. No, just resting.
Oh, here, let me take that stuff.
What are you doing?
Now, you sit down. Come on now, sit down.
Oh, my goodness, this is very thoughtful of you, but really, I have to...
I heard a joke down at the Elks Club that I just got to tell you. You can go back to your work in a minute. This is going to kill you, kid. It's the funniest joke I ever heard.
Well, by all means, tell it. A funny joke might be very appropriate right now. I can use a laugh.
Well, this guy walks into a bar, see? And he sits down on a stool and... This is a funny story.
Well, come on, tell it. I've got work to do.
It's so funny. I'm telling you, when I heard this story, I fell right off the edge of the pool table. This guy walked...
Well, come on, how does it go?
This guy walked...
Country boy!
In here, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi, daughter. Hi there, Johnny. I can tell by your expression you kids haven't seen your grocery bill yet. What's everybody so happy about?
Well, I'm telling a funny story I heard downtown. You can listen, too, if you want to. Look, a guy walks into a bar, see, and he orders a short beer. Well, he looks around, and there sitting next to him is the strangest-looking animal you ever saw. It's almost 15 feet tall.
Well, and I'll be dead blamed. Don't tell me it's him. He's back after all these years? Well, I'll be dead blamed. Where was this bar, Johnny?
What are you talking about?
That strange-looking animal. Must be the same one me and Papa found that Mama insisted we get rid of it after it ate us out of house and home.
What strange animal is that, Mr. Oldtimer? You never...
Didn't I? It's a long story, kids, but I'll try to make it as short as I can.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm trying to tell a funny joke here.
Well, you can tell it later, McGee. He's got me so curious now, if I don't hear about that strange animal he found, I won't be able to sleep tonight.
All right, go ahead, but keep it short, will you, on account of...
Well, sir, it all started a long time ago when Papa and Mama were traveling west in a covered wagon headed for California... And all us kids were just kids, kids. It was 1889 B.C., as a matter of fact.
B.C.?
Before CinemaScope.
Oh. Well, get on with it.
Well, sir, we were camped for the night at the edge of Lake Hillahockamickahickahickahoopa. That's Iroquois for what the heck was in that drink.
Come on, cut it out. Stick to the facts.
Well, sir, Papa and I went out to look for some firewood, and there, hiding under a stump, we found the strangest little animal you ever saw. Just a ball of fur with two beady eyes, a curly tail, and webbed feet.
Goodness, what was it?
No one knew. And since it was such a rare animal, we kids called it a rary.
Isn't that cute? Go on.
Well, this rary must have had some kind of growing disease. He was a real friendly little critter, but every morning when we took a look at it, it was three times as big and six times as hungry.
Heavenly day.
To make a long story short, by the end of the week, it was eating three steaks, a bale of hay, 2 gallons of milk, and it was 10 foot tall. We had to take the top off the covered wagon, because the only way he could ride was standing up.
That must have been quite a problem.
Well, it had its advantages, too. Ours was probably the only covered wagon in history that wasn't bothered by Indians.
I should imagine.
Well, get this story over with. What finally happened to this unusual pet of yours?
Well, sir, that little Rary kept growing and growing and eating and eating. And by the time we got to California, Mama said she'd had enough. We kids just couldn't keep him anymore. So we all had a big farewell party, and Mama and Papa rode the gigantic web-footed Rary out to the middle of the Pacific Ocean near some islands where there was plenty to eat and the fishing was good, and they tipped over the boat.
Oh?
They got back 3 days later, and we haven't seen the Rary since.
Way out in the middle of the ocean. They've tipped him out of the boat, huh?
Yep. That's why I said it before, and I'll say it again.
What's that?
It's a long, long way to Tipperary.
Oh!
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, have you ever wondered if your family is getting enough vitamins? A vitamin shortage, you know, is one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling. And your meals may not always provide enough of these essential food elements. Green vegetables, for example, need to be fresh for maximum vitamin content. And no matter what precautions your grocer takes, freshness is almost impossible to maintain for any appreciable length of time. So guard yourself and your family against vitamin shortage by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. These easily swallowed tablets supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets cost less than 3 cents a day in the large size packages. Get them at your drugstore and see that your family takes them regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
I said I was sorry, Johnny. Go ahead now. Tell your joke. I got to get on with my grocery route.
And I've got housework to do, so come on. How does it go?
No kidding. This will murder you. I've heard a lot of funny stories, but oh, this kills me.
Hold it. Here's some more audience for you. Come in.
Oh, Wally Wimple. Well, come in, Wimp. Come on in, boy.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks.
Come in. Sit down. McGee's going to tell us a joke.
Yeah, this is the funniest gag you ever heard, Wimp.
Oh, I love jokes. I haven't heard a good joke in ages.
Oh, this will slay you. You see, this guy walks into a...
Not since that one about the two cats.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this guy walks into a bar, you see, and he orders a short beer, and when he looks around, they're sitting next to him. That's not the joke, Wimp. I haven't told it yet. I just started.
I know. I was just thinking about the story about the two cats. Excuse me.
Tell it.
Hmm?
Go on, tell it. Tell the story about the two cats. I'll wait.
Oh, you're sure you don't mind? Because you had the floor.
No, go ahead. But make it fast, because this is the funniest thing. This is the funniest joke here. I mean, when the guy walks in, you see, he walks into the... Go on, tell yours.
Let's hear it, Mr. Wimple, about the two cats.
Well, there were two cats sitting in the park, and they were watching a man play tennis. They watched for about 15 minutes, and then one cat turned to the other and said, "My old man's in that racket."
Ah, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's very funny. Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him had a Savoyardville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois together, used to kill him with that joke in 1916.
Oh, yes, Fred Nittany.
Yeah.
Was that No-Nose Nittany, the man who invented the exploding cigar?
Yep.
Now, you tell yours, Johnny. I'm dying to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead, dearie. We won't interrupt again. How's it start now? This man walks into the bar and he orders a short beer, and sitting on the stool next to him...
A little man, 2 feet tall, dressed in the uniform of a full colonel in the British Army.
Well, Dr. Gamble...
I heard all the laughing as I was passing by and the door was open.
Since you can't stand to see anybody having fun, you busted in to see if you could stop us. Is that it, point killer?
Oh, McGee, don't be so rude.
Well, if everybody's going to tell this joke except me,
I'm sorry, McGee, but I happen to have heard the joke before.
You have not heard the joke before, too, either.
Oh.
This is not the same joke you came butting in with.
A different joke, Doctor.
You mean it isn't the one about the British Army colonel who was 2 feet tall?
No.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, McGee, really. Go ahead. My apologies for breaking you up.
Okay. Now, if you'll just sit down there next to Wim.
What was your joke, Doc, about the British colonel? You say it was 2 feet tall? Say, that's mighty short.
No. I'll tell it later. Pipe down. Go ahead, McGee.
No, you go first. If everybody's going to be worried about a 2-foot-tall British Army colonel while I'm telling my joke, I may as well not tell it to anyhow, so go ahead.
Well, it's really very short. A man walks into a bar, and there, sitting on the counter, is a British Army colonel, 2 feet tall, sipping a brandy and soda. The bartender takes the man's order, turns to the little man on the counter, and says, "Say, Colonel, while I'm fixing this guy's drink, why don't you tell him about the time you were in Africa and you got nasty with that witch doctor?"
Yeah. Now, everybody ready for the joke?
Yes, McGee, go ahead.
Yeah, how'd yours go, McGee?
Well, it starts the same as yours. A guy walks into a bar, see, and he orders a short beer. And he looks around, and there sitting next to him is the strangest-looking animal he ever saw. It's almost 15 feet tall, part snake, part elephant, and it's got bat's wings and a long neck like a giraffe.
Yeah, go on.
Well, the bartender walks up to this strange-looking creature, and he says...
Go on, McGee.
The bartender says...
Oh, dear.
Come on, Johnny, what did he say?
Yeah, McGee.
What did the bartender say?
He says... The bartender walks up to this thing. He looks at him casually, and he says...
Yes?
What the heck did that bartender say?
What? Well, try to remember.
Oh, no. Oh, try.
Come on, McGee. I am trying, Johnny.
All I can think of is cats playing tennis and 2-foot-tall colonels, and if I ever try to tell a joke again, no. I hope to have somebody...
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Say, if you're feeling the miseries of hay fever or a summer cold, do yourself a real favor, won't you? And find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, can be taken at any stage of a cold to relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, irritated throat, coughing, and general aches and pains. Tabsin comes in smooth-coated, easily swallowed tablets, in packages easy to carry with you wherever you go. And that's just what you'll want to do if you have hay fever or a cold during this season of the year. Take Tabsin.
Hey, Molly, wake up. Wake up.
Huh? Well, for heaven's sake, what's the matter?
I got it. The ending to that joke. What the bartender said. I got it, Molly.
Well, thank goodness. What is it?
Well, he took one look at that strange-looking animal that was almost 15 feet tall and was part snake and part elephant and had bat's wings and a long neck like a giraffe, and he says to it, he says, "Oh, it's you. You're late tonight. He left a half hour ago."
Is that it?
Yeah, don't you get it, kiddo?
No, but I'm glad you did. Now maybe I can get some sleep.
So long.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson plays the old-timer and Wallace Wimple, and Arthur Q. Bryan, Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald wishing you all a happy weekend and reminding you that we'll all be back next Monday to eavesdrop on the monthly meeting of the Wistful Vista Ladies Club, scheduled to meet at the home of Mrs. Molly McGee. One lone male, however, guess who, manages to wangle his way into the meeting and propose an idea for fundraising that gets him into something more than he bargained for. It's good fun, so why don't you tune us in?
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick today on most NBC radio stations.